Business is simple. It's just not easy. We focus on three things to help you run and grow your business more easily: talent, sales, and how to scale. This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
So I worked at Zinc.com. I was their first hire, YC Winter 14 company in 2016, moved them from one to 100 million in GMV in 2 years. And since that time, I've done a bunch of B2B growth stuff for companies like Lucidworks and Purse. And now I'm building these sort of go-to-market systems by pain, mostly for the outbound channel with companies like Vouch, Ironclad, Main Street. And Main Street closed $1 million in deals in less than 3 months of my system going live without ever manually typing a single email. And so that's like probably a pretty good
that's
reason.
That's a good attention grabber, right?
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk through this then. Now you said, I'll start at a high level. You said that the outbound system for most organizations is broken. What makes you say that? I wholly agree with you, but what makes you say it's broken? How is it broken?
Yeah. So if you think about a lot of the ways that sales reps do outbound today, it's the idea is the like kind of standard idea is more personalization, that's what we need. We need to talk about that Jordan likes cantaloupes. That's like, that should be our opener. You know, it's like Jordan said on a, and now there are tools that are going to scrape this podcast. For sure, I'm going to get an email about how much I like cantaloupes, for sure, because some AI is going to pull this transcript and then start the email that way. But I think that the problem is that we need to find where the signal is from the noise. And sales reps have a hard challenge, which is the organization has done all it can to set them up for failure. And then it turns the treadmill onto 10 and it gives them about a 5-minute warm-up before it puts them on the treadmill. And what happens is, you know, after month one, they're like, why are you falling on your face? And this is why tools like Gong are so successful, because really it's what the sales reps already know, is that they are not prepared to have conversations with your market. They don't know who your customers are. They don't know why they bought. You know, this idea of a challenger sale, good luck finding an SDR that can do that. And once they can, they get promoted to AEs. Right. And so it's this, it's just
which,
like, it's
by the
awful
way, that's where they forget how to do the challenger sale once they get promoted to the AE.
Yeah.
That's a
then
different
it's
story.
Like, you do the work for me. I've already been there. Yeah. So I think that the problem is that, you know, people are throwing bodies at this problem and we just need better ideas. And I think that, so this is one of the reasons why I'm building software to solve this problem. And the way that I think about this is, how do you identify who needs you the most? And company data has now become cheap enough. It's just starting to happen where you can score your TAM by pain, where you can start to define heuristics about which companies you should go after and why. And to give you, and you know, the way that a lot of people talk about this is the raised money, like the best version of this that most people think about is like, hey, I saw you raise money. I like money. Can I have your money? That's like what a lot of this looks like. And sales reps are trying things like, you know, I saw you're into the Dodgers and I like the Dodgers. And so I just think what we need instead is, why does this company need you now? What is it about their current circumstance that makes them need you now? And how do you find that at scale? And the effort of finding it at scale also tells you what to say. So like, for example, in my product, we're scraping job descriptions. So we have a huge list, almost 1 million jobs in our database of companies that are hiring for a variety of different roles. And let's talk specifically about how one might first find pain in a job description. Well, you know, before this kicked off, we were talking about Gong, you know, the sales intelligence tool that you can have that joins your meetings and tells you how you shouldn't be talking as much as I'm talking. So Gong would smack me on this score. So what Gong really cares about when it's like, who is Gong's ICP? Well, their real ICP is who has a long, complex, difficult sales cycle where a lot is riding on the line, right? And you can imagine the places in which you need training the most are when you're scaling out your sales team, right? So we know that from hires, right? So we know how many sales reps they're hiring, but there's a lot more intelligence that exists inside the job description that you can systemize and then speak to. And so, for example, a category that you might consider is like who's selling into serious accounts, right? If you know they're selling into the Fortune 100 or Fortune 500, that sales cycle is not 2 months. That sales cycle is 2 years. And so you can't have one of your sales reps say, oh, sure, of course we'll have that. That's a serious problem if you're selling into a super large organization. So you can structure that into serious accounts, words like enterprise, Fortune 100, Fortune 500, maybe like they talk about the deal volume, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, right? Selling to serious people. So you look for words like CXO, C-suite, VP, right? In the job description. So now you kind of know serious accounts, serious people. Do they have a global sales organization? So do they have folks in EMEA, APAC? Are they talking about different languages, right? So, you know, that can indicate something that they have sort of a variety of different needs in a different in different areas of the globe, right? You could look at things like languages. So do they talk about proficiency in other languages, right? Suddenly now you're starting to get this really rich structured picture of a sales organization. And all you have to do is categorize that. And then you can message against those pain categories. So an outbound email from Gong in the system might say, hey, Jordan, I took a look at your 78 sales roles that you've hired in the last 3 months. And it seems like you have a very complex sales cycle, that you're selling into the C-suite, you're selling to Fortune 500 companies, that you're hiring folks in a variety of different markets, and that your average deals are over 100K. What is the cost of one of your sales reps saying something wrong to the Fortune 100? And leave it at that. And there's your email. It's programmatic. It's structured. It can be done at scale. And it's not about the cantaloupe. It's not about the sports team that you went to. You don't have to pay people. It's not because you raised a bunch of money. It's actually structured information about problems that your business is probably facing.